This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Minims Oxybuprocaine. Active ingredient, oxybuprocaine hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about using Minims Oxybuprocaine. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Minims Oxybuprocaine. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Minims Oxybuprocaine? Minims Oxybuprocaine contains the active ingredient oxybuprocaine hydrochloride. Minims Oxybuprocaine belongs to a class of medicines called local anesthetics. Minims Oxybuprocaine is used to numb or block the feeling of pain in your eyes during short-term medical procedures. These procedures may include measuring the pressure in your eye, inserting contact lenses, removing foreign bodies from your eyes, and other minor operations on your eyes. What should I know before I use Minims Oxybuprocaine? Warnings. Do not use Minims Oxybuprocaine if you are allergic to oxybuprocaine, any other local anesthetic, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have an infection in your eye. Check with your doctor if you have had an allergy to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. You have any other medical conditions. You take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? This medicine has been developed for use in the eye only. It should not be swallowed or injected. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Minims Oxybuprocaine may interfere with each other. These medicines may be affected by Minims Oxybuprocaine, or may affect how well it works. These include a group of medicines called anticholinesterases, a medicine called succinylcholine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Minims Oxybuprocaine. How do I use Minims Oxybuprocaine? Your doctor will not give you a prescription for your own use. This medicine has been specifically developed for use by your doctor to numb the feeling in your eyes while he or she is attending to your eyes, and not for long-term use. How much to use? The usual dose is one drop into your eyes before starting a procedure on your eyes. For most procedures, one or two drops will be sufficient. For the removal of foreign bodies or minor surgery, 3 to 6 drops may be required. The number of times your doctor will put drops in your eyes will depend on the type and length of the procedure to be performed. How to use Minims Oxybuprocaine? Your doctor will put the correct number of drops of Minims Oxybuprocaine into your eyes before starting a procedure on your eyes. If you are wearing contact lenses, you will be asked to remove them before putting in the eye drops. You may put your contact lenses back into your eye after the numbness has worn off, or when your doctor tells you to. In children, the doctor may compress the small part of the child's eye near the corner of his or her nose for a minute during and following the instillation of the drops. If you use too much Minims Oxybuprocaine, Minims Oxybuprocaine can damage the surface of the eye or cause tolerance when your body becomes less responsive to the effects of a medicine over time, requiring higher doses to achieve the same effect if it is used too often. The doctor giving you Minims Oxybuprocaine will be experienced in its use, so it is unlikely that you will be given an overdose. If too many drops have accidentally been put into your eyes, immediately rinse your eyes with warm water. If you are wearing contact lenses, remove them before the rinse. Accidental swallowing of the solution is unlikely to cause any bad side effects due to the low content of oxybuprocaine. If you think that you or anyone else may have swallowed any or all of the contents of the container of Minims Oxybuprocaine, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre in Australia, call 1-3-1-1-2-6, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Minim's oxybupropane? Things you should do. Protect your numi from dust particles, which could cause infections. Things you should not do. Do not touch or rub your eye while your eye is numb. Your eyes may remain numb for up to 1 hour after the last drop is put in. Your doctor will put a patch over your eye after finishing the procedure to protect your eye from dust and bacterial contamination and stop you from touching it, scratching the surface of the eye and damaging it, driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Minim's oxybupropane affects you. Keep the patch that your doctor puts on your eye until normal feeling returns. Do not drive or operate hazardous machinery until you regain clear vision. Looking after your medicine. Your doctor will keep Minim's oxybupropane in a refrigerator, 228 degrees Celsius. The eye drops should not be frozen or exposed to strong light. When to discard your medicine. Your doctor will discard each single dose unit and any remaining solution in it immediately after use. He or she will not save unused contents. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Eyes. Stinging or burning sensation. Blurred vision and/or problems seeing clearly. Local irritation or feeling of having something in the eye. Redness, itching, swelling, dry eye, skin, rash, gastrointestinal symptoms, such as nausea and vomiting, difficulty swallowing food, liquids, or saliva. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Eyes, ring-like structure in the outer part of the cornea, cardiovascular symptoms, such as slow heartbeat. Central nervous system symptoms, such as drowsiness, confusion, or disorientation. Agitation, or feeling of extreme happiness. Visual, hearing, or speech disorders. Tingling sensation in the skin. Muscle twitching. Seizure. Symptoms of an allergic reaction, such as shortness of breath. Wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects online. In Australia, go to www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. What Minim's oxybupropane contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Oxybupropane hydrochloride, 0.4% weight by volume. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Purified water. Hydrochloric acid. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. The eye drops do not contain any preservatives. What Minim's oxybupropane looks like. Minim's oxybupropane comes in single dose units, tubes containing 0.5 milliliters of a clear, colorless solution. Each tube is wrapped in a polyester/paper blister. The blisters are packed in cartons of 20 units, Ostar 3, 2, 2, 5, 9. Who distributes Minim's oxybupropane? In Australia, Minim's oxybupropane is supplied by Bush, Ann, Lom, Australia Pty Ltd. Level 2, 12 Help Street, Chatswood, New South Wales 2067. Phone 1-800-251-150. This leaflet was prepared in January 2025.